Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Hi, Nakia. My name is Calvin, and I signed up for a couple of subscriptions, actually three of them. And I actually tried to adjust that, modify that so that I could, get that whole thing adjusted. And the first wave, I received the collectibles, and I thought that I made some adjustments with the representative. In the next month, I saw the charges on my account, but I didn't see the actual products, the collectibles. And so I was wanting to just follow up and see what was going on and how we can correct that and make everything right. Because I think it's like $44 per subscription. And I was like, wait a minute, that's more than the collectible.
Got it. May I have your name and address?
Yeah. It's Calvin Smith, 15804 Big Cypress Drive, and that's Edmond, Oklahoma, 73013.
All right. Thank you for this information.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
So this is in regards to what subscription is this? Star Trek Discovery Starships. So far, you've had a total of three withdrawals from your account, and you said that you're missing, well, of course, one is en route, so you're missing January shipment.
I have the initial sign up, and then I have the discovery that has come.
Because I can't see the items just yet. It's just showing me tracking. So one moment. All right. Now, the shipment from this month is going to be ship number 3. So that I'm waiting for the tracking to show up.
Okay.
If I can find it. One moment.
Sure.
There it goes. Okay, it shows that the estimated delivery date will be Monday, March the 1st.
Okay, and can you tell me what ship it is?
Okay, one moment. Because I was about to submit a reship request. Let me remove that really quickly.
Okay, and how many charges do I get a month from Eagle Moss?
From what I can see, just one.
Okay, I'm just getting one charge. Okay, so the adjustment has been made.
Yes, one shipment per month.
Okay.
One moment.
Sure.
All right, thank you for your patience. Shipment number 3 is the Kerala ship.
How you spell that?
Kerala. Kerala. SC. Or SD. But it's number 3.
Okay. I'm just trying to see what that is. Okay. The Kerala. Okay. All right. Okay. So I got a question for you.
Okay.
And my question is, how much do they charge me every month?
Hold on. From what I can see, it was $35.96.
Okay, it was $35.96. Okay, now, I wanted to, there are a couple of ships that I actually want And how do I go about just going ahead and just getting those ships versus waiting for those ships on a monthly basis?
So what I can do is I can skip all of the ships that you do not want to receive, but to make it a lot easier for me, if you just provide me with the number, like the slot number, that'd be a lot quicker. But if you only know the names, that's also okay. And then so therefore, you will only receive what you want. You can always increase your quantity and or increase the frequency to speed up the process.
Okay. I would like to have the USS Gagarin.
Now, it's going to be easier if you told me the number or the name of the ships that you do not want. Because I'm literally looking at a list that starts at 4 and ends at 32. So I see that you're on eShop. If you just go through the collection, all the ones that you do not want, just write the number. And you can either call back. And we'll just call back and have the agent skip those for you. And I notate the account.
Well, I don't see the number. I just see the name of the ship.
But what about the same thing like slot 5? Like
it
the Europa
is.
Okay, well.
It just is. So maybe am I looking at the right? Because it's like it says GAGARINNCC-97930.
Now, are you looking on the eShop at the Discovery Starships collection?
No, this just says Star Trek. It doesn't say Discovery Collection. It says that this is diecast.
Yeah, you need to go to where it says Discovery. Does it say anything about which collection? And you'll see Star Trek with options. Select Discovery.
Okay. So does that mean that the ships that I'm looking at are not accessible to me through this?
You can do like a one-time purchase and purchase them all via eShop. Or, which is quicker, easier, because you can receive a 20% discount through the subscription. So if I were you, I would go through eShop, make sure you're looking at the Discovery Starships collection. All of the ships that you do not want, write the number down, but it'll say slot. Or if it's easier, name. Either way, make that list and call us. And while you're doing that, well, by the time you do that, I'll have it notated that you're going to call back. But I'll go ahead and attach the 20% discount.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm at shop.eaglemoss.com. And then I see the Star Trek Online Starship Collection. But this is not where I need to be.
Now, click it, and what does it? Does it give you different options?
Okay, at the top it says Starship Official Starship Collection. Then it goes to Discovery Starships Collection.
That's what you need to select.
Oh. Okay.
Now it should have the name, and it may also say slot, etc.
Slot. I see issue number. I don't see slot. I just see add to cart, and it says
issue number what?
Like this says issue number 29.
Hold on, no, tell me what it is. Issue number 29 is the FCBAULFIGACER.
Yeah, the ball fighter.
So yeah, do it that way. So go through that list, provide us with the number, and we'll be able to skip it for you. so we know what you are not wanting to receive.
Oh, so do it that way.
Correct.
Do it in a way where it's what I don't want to receive. So I, okay, alrighty. All right, so I just received the things that. Okay, so but what if there's some from a different line that I actually want to receive that I don't see in Star Trek Discovery? Does that mean I have to sign up for there? Is that a different department, or can I just do crossover and say, hey?
You can also, so whatever ship that you want to receive, you have two options, either via eShop, which is a one-time purchase, and you can purchase as many as you like, or you can go through the subscription and do the exact same thing that you're doing now. You would make a list of all the items that you do not want to receive, and then the system only ships you what you want. You can control the frequency, and you can control the quantity. But that's up to you. But each subscription will have its own customer number.
Okay. Okay. So every month, will I have a set fee, or will it be adjusted according to the price of the ship?
Each ship appears to be the same price. Outside of when the specialty ships become available, we'll send you an email. But the price is just $35.96. Now, I have attached a 20% discount, so that price will decrease with your next shipment, which is supposed to be on the 12th of March.
Okay. Okay, so I will be receiving a ship on the 1st of March or the 12th of March?
You'll be billed on the 12th of March. However, your shipment from February will be delivered on the 1st.
Okay. All right. So then, the shipment on the 1st is the Koala, the Corella, whatever. So then, what's the ship for the 12th that will be sent?
It's just going to go on order, so it'll be number 4.
It would be number 4. So I'd be looking at issue number 4, and then is what I'd be trying to find, right?
Mm-hmm. The system is going to go in order.
Okay, how do I find that order?
What do you mean? Well, you don't have access to your account online.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what is number 4 then? How can I tell you what I don't like and what I do want?
Are you still where it says Discovery, and you can see all of the ships?
Yeah.
You can see. All you have to do is write down the numbers of the ships that you do not want. Call us, provide us with those numbers so that we can skip them. But they're going to go in order. So March shipment should be number 4. April shipment should be number 5, and so on.
Right. Okay.
So if you look online and you see the number, you'll know what is coming next and what you do and do not want.
Okay. All right. Issue number 4. So that would be the Klingon Bird of Prey starship.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then number 5 would be the Europa.
Correct.
And so forth. So then, okay, and so what I hear you saying is that I just need to make a note of the ones that I do not want so that those will be skipped. It doesn't mean that my monthly will be skipped. It just means that they'll skip those ships.
Correct. So you only receive what you want.
Okay. Good deal. All right, well, and then all I need to do is, after I make the note of that, is just call back and tell them.
Correct.
Okay, all right. I think I got your orders understood, and I will make an effort to do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.